Mark Teixeira joins us on Sports Byline, now in double-digit years in the major leagues with the Rangers, the Atlanta Braves, the Angels, and the New York Yankees, first baseman, of course, and one of the great power hitters in the game. You know, I know as a child, Don Mattingly was a hero of yours. What was it that you saw in him, Mark, that impressed you?
Ron, it was just the way he played the game. I mean, I was a kid growing up in Baltimore, so to root for the Yankees first baseman wasn't exactly the most popular thing to do. I mean, I had great players like Cal Ripken and Eddie Murray to watch growing up, and I loved those guys. I mean, two of my favorite Orioles of all time, but there was something about Donnie Baseball, the way he played the game. He had that sweet swing, slick fielding, first baseman, you know, the cool mustache. I mean, every little kid wished he had a mustache like Don Mattingly. And so that's just the reason that I watched him, and now I'm blessed enough to be able to play first base as a Yankee.
You know, you bring up Baltimore, and I remember going up there as a kid and watching Brooks Robinson play third base. There was something about that city, and I don't know whether it was the blue-collar nature of Baltimore that kind of transferred itself over to its sports teams, particularly the Orioles. What was it about Baltimore and the Orioles and the way they reflected the community?
I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, the blue-collar nature of Baltimore, it's a proud city. It's a great city to grow up in. And, you know, you see the love of their fans towards the teams that play, especially the winning teams. I mean, you know, when Cal Ripken won a World Series his first year in Baltimore, that set him up to be one of the greatest athletes in Baltimore history, probably number one if you polled everybody in Baltimore right now. And you look at what he did on the field, not only from a statistics standpoint, but playing in all those games in a row, being the Iron Man of baseball, that really spoke to the fans of Baltimore, and it made them proud.
What is it that you've recognized in looking at, say, a Brooks Robinson, a Cal Ripken, anybody that has played the game with great distinction? What is it about them as a person that has made them so outstanding? I mean, because I think the champions conduct themselves in a certain way, Mark.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, everybody has talent. I mean, I think in sports and in baseball, everyone that makes it to the major leagues has talent. But the guys that stay around for a long time, the guys that prove themselves on and off the field, with whether they're Hall of Fame credentials, in the batter's box or at third base, or you know what they do in the community, it just those kind of guys separate themselves. You know, the consistency, the people who care about their fans, that's what's really important.
You were originally drafted by the Boston Red Sox, but you said, no, I'm going to go off and play some college baseball, and that was at Georgia Tech. And usually when they're dangling some pretty big money in front of a young kid, it's a pretty hard decision. Take me through that decision for you and why you chose college.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was a crazy time in my life. I was 18 years old. My head was spinning. I had a college scholarship at Georgia Tech. I was graduating from high school. You know, these pro scouts were calling me and saying I was going to be a first-round draft pick. And, you know, my head was really spinning for basically my whole senior year. And then once I got drafted in the ninth round after, no one drafted me in the first eight because of my signability issues, I said, you know what, this is going to be an easy decision. I'm going to go to Georgia Tech. And it ended up being the best decision of my life. A decision that was actually made for me. If I would have been a first rounder, I might have gone and played. I might have signed early, but going to college was a great move for me.
And you know, there's something about the college experience, and I think the maturity factor, Mark, more than anything else, that gives you a good solid foundation so that when you do make that jump to professional baseball, there's something there more than just having played the game from out of high school and into college. Did you see a difference in Mark Teixeira as a baseball player and as a person when he got into the major leagues because of having gone that route?
You are absolutely right. You know, at 18 years old, I wasn't ready to be a professional baseball player. You know, instead of playing 3 years of minor league baseball in the low minor leagues, which isn't exactly five-star hotels and chartered airplanes, playing in the low minor leagues, I got to play at college instead. I got to play in the ACC at a great baseball school. I met my future wife, met lifelong friends, and I always knew in the back of my mind, if baseball didn't work out, if it was injuries or I just didn't have what it took, that I had the college education in my back pocket. So those were probably the two most important things. I wanted to continue to be a kid. I wanted to have fun in college. I didn't want to have to play in the low minor leagues. And also the education was so important.
I got to tell you, I always had trouble hitting the ball from one side of the plate, and yet you're a switch hitter and have been able to do it from both sides of the plate. At what point did that, did you automatically gravitate to being a switch hitter, or did that come about along the way?
Yeah, as a little kid, I always played backyard wiffle ball. And we would go outside, and I'd hit right-handed as a kid, and then my dad would say, all right, turn around and hit left-handed. You know, my guy was Don Mattingly, so I had to hit left-handed and try to be like him. So as a kid, I just kind of messed around with it in the backyard, and then a little bit in games as a kid. And then when I was 13 years old, my dad said, hey, listen, you have a chance to be good. You have a chance to be a switch hitter. Why don't you try it for a whole year? So my eighth grade year, right before high school, I tried out switch hitting for a whole year and stuck with it.
You know, the other thing about it is that confidence is such an important part of being a pro athlete. And I suppose when you're trying to bat from both sides of the plate, if you struggle on the left side or on the right side, you may want to think to yourself, hey, maybe I ought to give that up and really look at one side. How does one deal with that mentally and emotionally?
It was tough. You know, it took about 2 years before I got really comfortable being a switch hitter full time, and there were plenty of opportunities for me just to put it down, put down the left-handed swing and say, I'm just going to be a right-handed hitter. But I stuck with it. You know, my dad, I gave him a lot of credit for just, giving me that confidence and telling me to keep at it. And it's obviously paid off in the long run.
You eventually were drafted by the Rangers and made your major league debut with the Rangers. And invariably, I know, Mark, in talking to my other friends in baseball, there always is somebody that takes that young player underneath their wing and kind of guides them along the way in those first couple of years. For you, who was it?
You know, I kind of had two guys. You know, one was a player that was on the team that never played, Rusty Greer. Was a guy who was hurt for the 2 years I was with him in Texas. But because he was hurt, he always had the opportunity to share his insights, talk about the game. I remember my very first spring training, Rusty Greer walked up to me and said, you know, hey, kid, you know, he basically said, hey, kid, don't speak unless someone talks to you. You know, the old don't speak unless spoken to. So, but that was a great lesson for me to hear from a veteran. And I kind of kept quiet my first year in Texas, and you know, Rusty was great for me. And then a guy who was kind of my peer, but a few years older than me, was Michael Young, a good friend of mine that we kind of grew up together with the Rangers. And between the ups and downs of losing seasons and the ups and downs of hitting and fielding, you know, we had a lot of good times together.
One of the things that I know my friends that make the jump from college football to the NFL tell me is that the first thing that they notice, Mark, is about the speed of the game. Now, we're talking about baseball here. What was the first thing you noticed about the Major League brand of baseball?
Man, everything was faster. Everything was bigger. Everything was brighter. I went 0-16 to start my career. A lot of nerves, a lot of me trying to be too perfect. And then a lot of bad luck, too. I mean, you don't go for 16 without having a little bit of bad luck. But it was just, you know, the speed, like you said, was that much. It was that much quicker of a game. The pitchers, for me, probably the biggest thing was the pitchers are so good. I mean, in the minor leagues, even at AA, AAA, you're going to face maybe one or two starters, maybe one or two relievers on the entire team that has a chance to make the big leagues. You go to the big leagues, and everyone there is an established starter or an established reliever. You're out there playing against the best in baseball, so it is a huge jump.
You know, when in football, you know, it's a physical type of game, and I would think that the physicality of it is an important thing as well. But when I think about baseball, I really believe that it's the accumulation of knowledge. In other words, learning the pitchers, learning the ballparks, learning hitting situations, playing situations. You can't push that clock ahead on experience. Am I correct in that observation?
Yep, you're absolutely correct. You know, in football, I never played football, but I'm a huge football fan, but I can relate it to soccer. I played soccer all through high school. I also played basketball in high school. And in soccer, you can be a better player just by working harder, running faster, having a little more energy than the other guy, wanting it more, the old, you know, wanting it more. In baseball, if you want it more, you're probably going to swing and miss three times. You know, that's the difference between baseball is that there's a lot of knowledge, like you said, a lot of knowledge to be accumulated, there's actually slowing the game down, you know, slowing your heart rate down, making sure you breathe, making sure you're swinging the good pitches. You know, if you rush yourself out there, whether you're a pitcher, a hitter, or in the field, if you rush yourself and try harder, you're going to be a worse player for it.
Mark, hold on just a second. We'll only keep you a little bit longer. Fine player in baseball, Mark Teixeira with us. Of course, double-digit years in the major leagues, the Texas Rangers, Atlanta Braves, Angels, and also the Yankees. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.